Where do we go from here? Is that what you're asking me?
Because I think it's all.
I think it's all back up. What are you kidding? We're out. We're fucking circling the toilet.
Oh, dude.
It's over, dude.
I know. You're
Yeah, the dogs of war are loose. Who knows what's going to happen?
My favorite.
We're going to have to grab swords and fight the Crusades.
Oh, dude, that'll be funny if we're front lines.
Yeah.
They go, if you were silly, you have to get on the front line against China.
Didn't you hear just like there was a congressman or a senator, I can't remember which one, who's just like, hey, what we need to do is make these migrants fight and then they can get their citizenship. I was watching this going like, what the are we here?
Yeah.
He's gay. Did you know about this?
No.
So, I don't know if
I thought you were really about to hit me with the Jay Leno. Did you see this? You heard about this?
Did you see about that? We have
so apparently.
So you're not listening to the news.
But
so yeah, he's a Democratic senator or congressman. I can't remember his name. Maybe we can look him up. But he gives a speech on Capitol Hill, and he's like, "This is my plan. My plan is, you know, nobody's joining the army, so we need the migrants. We offer them citizenship if they fight for us."
That's wild.
So I mean, we are circling the drain, my friend.
That's wild. They hand him a gun and they go, "You're not going to like this, but we're sending you back to where you came from to kill your family."
Yeah, yeah.
For us.
Oh, okay.
Turns out there's a mineral deposit right off the coast. You're my favorite. I think like doom and gloom time.
Yeah.
You're my favorite person to talk to.
Yeah, I'm called Mr. Sunshine.
Because
I'm always optimistic.
I forgot which story I was telling, but I was telling Katie recently about, we saw someone I was making fun of The Rock because The Rock wears glasses now.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, I'm very in depth, brother. You know, he's like, he's full of shit.
Yeah.
But I remember one time I came to do bar 4 and I wore glasses because I used to wear glasses before I got LASIK. And on stage, Giannis goes, "Oh, Soda's probably going to hit us with a serious set. He's got his Eminem interview glasses on." And you compared him to where Eminem wore glasses and was like, "I'm listening."
Yeah, I remember that stage. Yeah. Dude, that's where you would wear glasses to interviews. Yeah.
That's what I miss.
You can't wear glasses when you're rapping.
No.
So he would be, he'd put them
on. You can't push it up after you fucking flame someone.
Yeah. I want to feel the music.
Yeah, you're like, and that's why I fucked your bitch. Yeah. Okay, anyways.
You do one of these and then your glasses go like that. You can't. Yeah, no.
Are there any rappers that wear glasses?
Used to be Kool Moe Dee, and that was about it. Now Kool Moe Dee's morphed into Tim Dillon. I mean, Tim Dillon's got Kool Moe Dee glasses on every podcast episode.
He's him and his Africa Mambata hats.
Yeah, he looks like he's about to drop like a 1979 rap album.
Ow, bow, bow. It's all like synthesized and shit.
He's also wearing like Balenciaga fucking jackets.
He goes, "Here's the deal. My name is Tim and I'm here to say the way United States is going is pretty gay."
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he drives a Bentley with purple leather lining. He is a rapper.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, he's a rapper.
Tim's the first rapper in comedy.
Yeah, every time I see a clip of his podcast, he's just got straight up Kool Moe Dee glasses on.
He's like, I eat snails and I throw money at waiters.
I'm like, why are you wearing like car mirrors over your face?
I love it, dude. Yeah. I was walking my dog over on 7th Avenue.
Such a New Yorker now.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, we're in like an apartment building, right?
I feel like
you're just, I'm walking my dog. I took her to the dog park.
I took her to Madison Square Park.
And I went up to pick up a Pellegrino. And then I took her to Bryant Park and we had a muffin on the good day.
You know what my favorite old Giannis impression is?
Yeah.
From way back in the day?
Yeah.
My name's Dan. I'm from Denver.
Hi, my name's Dan. I'm from Denver.
That was always the best impression.
Yeah. Your voice sounds like Denver come to life.
Well, now, I've been here for 17 years now.
Yeah.
And there is a thing where you don't realize how you people fucking wash off on us. So now I go back to Denver and I'm like, yeah, move.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're mean.
Yeah.
You're fucking mean.
Yeah.
Your wife's from New York too, right?
Yeah. Well, she's from Long Island. It's not exactly New York. It's more like New York's Kentucky.
It is.
Yeah. Long Island's a different thing. I mean, only in a place like Long Island would they elect George Santos, who lied about everything.
And then back him still.
Yeah, they still.
He didn't get. The people in Long Island were like, I don't know, it's kind of funny.
All you got to do is hit a couple of buzzwords to win. And we could run in Long Island and win. All you got to say is close the border, get the gays away, get rid of MS-13.
And how great is America?
And get rid of the commies.
Yeah.
And then they're just like,
No socialism.
Yeah.
Go America. And they'd be like, I think I'm going to vote for this guy.
And then they go, make the Walt Whitman Mall open for one more hour. And they go, I'm voting for this guy.
They go, my God.
Yeah.
Also, they made the LIE like mad fast.
I want 3 fucking cop cars in every cul-de-sac in my area.
We had all these Jeopardy's DVR during the pandemic. And it was like the last election.
Wait a second. What?
Yeah. Like during the pandemic.
Jeopardy's.
Oh, yeah. Love a Jeopardy.
Are you 80?
You don't like Jeopardy?
Do you watch it with applesauce?
I love applesauce.
You and your wife sit down. I mean, common law. What are you guys doing?
Fiance.
That's right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's weird to say fiance and then look at a Hulk Hogan doll.
And look at a rubber wrestling doll from the 80s.
It's like the 40-year-old version movie.
She was on
Celebrity. It's my doll collection.
She was on Celebrity Jeopardy.
She was?
She's in the semifinals.
Yeah, and that's what's funny. When you call her Katie, I always want to get, just refer to her as Katie Nolan.
Katie Nolan.
Yeah.
The Katie Nolan.
You have a girlfriend from TV. It's like, when you say Katie, it's like being friends with Bill Clinton and referring to him as Bill. And
Billy, like, one time, dude, this is a real story. One time, Lewis and I wrote a cartoon about-
Lewis can write?
Lewis can speak and I can write.
Yeah. It's like a picture going like, okay.
It was like that book that Coco the gorilla wrote.
I want to write with you. And then he grabs the pen like a gorilla with a marker.
I'm not joking when I say he would shadow box inches from my face while I was typing.
I'm preparing for a fight.
When I was typing. Yeah. No fights. This is before his fighting day. He just, and you're just like trying to write dialogue and there's punches landing this close to your face. You're like, but dude, we did.
He's prepared for a fight always.
We wrote a cartoon about a family of wrestlers. It was really funny.
Yeah.
And then we got a meeting with Seven Bucks, The Rock's production company.
Yeah.
So we met with a couple of the people from The Rock's production company, and we were at this meeting at WME, and we're like in this conference room talking, and the guys from Seven Bucks kept calling The Rock DJ for Dwayne Johnson. And I just got to this point in the meeting where I go, well, DJ will love this. And I just felt Lewis looking at me, and I look over, and Lewis goes, DJ? And I was like, yeah, that was too shorthand.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
I don't think I should have called him that. Yeah. Mr. Rock?
Yeah.
it was one of the dumbest I felt with one of your friends being in the room. You're like, I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's funny when the wrestlers or like rappers or whatever make that transition to actor, and then they go with their real names.
Yeah.
Like, but Ice-T just still goes by Ice-T, right? Like, you don't look at the credits and it's like Lavarian Johnson.
Well, we know multiple comics that were in the black scene that had names and then went mainstream and tried to go by their government names. Yeah. And you're like, no.
Aren't you Laser Tag from Alabama?
Yeah, flip-flop. I don't think so. I'm not calling you Traverius. I'm calling you wax on, wax off.
Aren't you Tsunami?
Yeah. I mean, when you came up through...
I should have had a stage name, though. I should have been J-Pap.
Oh, my God.
J-Pap, coming to the stage. J-Pap.
Tzatziki.
Tzatziki Pap.
You're just the Peter Boy. Oh, you never see Peter Boy? Peter Boy gets ripped. Dude, that is so fucking funny. How did you not have a black comedy
name? The black rooms was funny because they would always be like, give it up for, you know how they always mess your name up. Give it up for Yan. And that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, they might as well just say, give it up for Whitey guy. Yeah.
Did you ever think about...
They couldn't do Giannis Pappas.
Because I remember one time, I think it might have been at your wedding, your dad called you Yanni.
Yeah.
And I was like, why didn't you go by that? Because he was popular.
Yeah. Well, probably because first of all, Yanni is just, when you talk in first person in Greek, you drop the S.
Always.
Yeah. So if you were speaking to Stavros, you call him Stavro. That would be.
Not the S.
If you want to really make Stavro. Him think that you've been like brushing up on Greek or anything, to be like, the guy, Stavro, if you just call him Stavro,
he'd
be like, hey, what happened? You got a Greek side piece or something?
Yeah. He's like, what's going on?
How do you know that?
Are you cheating on Katie Nolan?
Yeah.
Do you speak Greek?
No, very little.
Very little.
Very little.
He's fluent.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about your people.
Yeah.
When someone speaks Greek,
it's
more than Mexicans, more than Chinese people. The way they light up, because I lived in Arizona. My friend spoke fluent Spanish living in Arizona, and he was a gringo, just full on white boy.
Yeah.
But we'd go to Los Betos, and it'd be all these. It's like a burrito place, and it'd be like for like drunk burritos late at night.
Yeah,
and there'd be all these fraternity.
Thanks
guys.
For clarifying. You were talking to me like I was one of your old buddies back in Denver. Yeah. We were at Los Burritos. I'm like,
you know Los Betos, down over on Speedway. But we'd go to Los Betos for like drunk burritos, and it would be like frat kids. This is all at Arizona. Shout out U of A. And we would go and it would just be like white kids being like, chicken with guacamole.
Can I have two tortillas?
I just want what's good. And then my friend Jay would just go up and spit fluent, perfect Spanish.
Yeah.
And you would see him be like, they would like, they get happy. Yeah. They like start buzzing.
Yeah.
Greeks are like that times 100.
It's huge. When you tell them you don't speak Greek, it's like you told them you had cancer.
I told
them. They're like, what happened? Why? What happened? Why?
I told you my Greek story about the couch in Astoria, right?
No.
I went to, when I first got on Guy Code.
Yeah.
And later passed the bar and made Guy Court. This is before
with
my
the Honorable Donnell Rawlings?
Dude, Honorable Donnell, Judge Donnell Rawlings. Dude, I don't know. I think I've told this story before on...
What did they used to adjudicate on?
Dude,
if you broke... Hold if on, you did
let's
so-
just get it. I know you're the guest, but let's get into Guy Court. Let's break down Guy Court. Because that is the corniest I have ever felt, ever doing anything. So
you were like the only guy in there that was like, whenever you'd see a clip of you, you could tell you were like reluctantly doing it.
Yeah,
everybody else was leaning into it. Like, yeah, you know, I was like, he's my guys. And then, you know, he stepped on my sneaker in front of my girl. And I was like, that's breaking guy code. And you were like, you were the guy who going like, yeah, it's a guy code. I
don't know, man. I got a lot of bills.
I shared a blunt with a guy after. I don't know.
I don't know if that's gay or not. I did Guy Code, and then my manager called me and he was like, hey, they're doing a thing called Guy Court where you prosecute or defend guys from breaking Guy Code. And I was like, no. And my manager just, real throwaway line, he goes, you know what? We'll ask for like crazy money. And then it's not on you for saying no.
Yeah.
And I remember exactly where I was. I was near Times Square and he called me and I picked up. He goes, they said, yes, you got to do 4 episodes. And I was like, no. I went and got my hair cut.
But you changed your tune once you found out it was the Honorable Donnell Rawlings.
I love that it was. I did like that it was Donnell as the judge.
Yeah.
But I remember I went and got a haircut and my friend cut my hair too short. So I looked like I had like a cop haircut.
Yeah.
And then they don't give you a tailored suit.
Yeah.
So they put me in a boxy suit and I was like, oh, what's the first case? And they're like, a guy thinks it's breaking guy code to listen to R&B in the car with your friend. And I was like, all right, what side am I on? And they're like, you're the prosecution, that it should not be allowed.
Did at any moment you just want to tell them the truth and go, wait a second, is this show just for the blacks?
At one point during Guy Code season 4 while I was filming, I go, is all the advice in here homophobic?
Yeah.
Is all the, because all the advice was like, you stretch in front of your friends?
Yeah.
Like, you better not stretch. I'm like, you know how many popped hamstrings you're going to have?
Yeah.
Because guys are like, this dude's going to try to fuck my butt.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't think he is. But everything I said, I remember one time I was like, I don't know. Because like, it was all the answers were either like, tell your bitch to shut up. Or they're like, man, better not hold your hand or else that's gay. But Guy Court, I was like, I don't know, man. I'm on the prosecution side. Who's on the defense? They're like, Little Duval, who is the most charismatic person in the world.
Yeah.
And then the case was...
also very racist that the white guy was a prosecutor and then the defendant was black.
With...
You're like, what are you guys trying to recreate here? Life?
With a military haircut.
Yeah.
A boxy suit.
Yeah.
And I got to argue that R&B shouldn't be listened to. They fucking set me up. I might as well have came in with a fake Southern drawl. I go, well, it's blue buds can be with blue buds and red buds can be with red buds. There should not be some cross-pollination. Yeah. Dude, it was... And the audience was all young teenagers. And I bombed every fucking episode. But got a little bit of money. Was in Astoria. And I was like, I'll go buy a couch. Because me and Vecchione had a broken couch. The middle part was sunk, so we had pillows. And I was like, I'll go buy a couch. I go, there was a Greek furniture store. Greek owner was so nice. Picked out a couch. He writes up the work slip. The couch was like $2,100. And he's like, for you, $1,500. You have cash? I go, yeah. He goes, $1,500. Starts filling out the work slip and he goes, last name? I goes, Soder? And he goes, what is that? I go, that's Swedish. You know Greek? I went, no. He went, couch is $2,200.
And
in front of me on the work slip, that was the most blown away I've ever met.
You got right there an inside look at complete Greek culture.
Yeah.
First of all, they like to avoid taxes. So that's why we had a financial crisis. Give me all the benefits. I want maternity leave. I want health care, but everything in cash so I don't got to pay taxes.
When the Greek financial crisis happened, was there any part of you that was surprised, or were you like, nah?
No, no. I was like, yeah, that's just how it goes. Yeah.
They better get a bailout.
And then the scapegoat, they're like, it's the Germans' fault. You're like, I don't know, dude. You know, my family had a property there, and they like tried to kidnap one of my relatives. They blew up my mom's lawyer's car.
Where?
Yeah, on the island of Crete.
Really?
Yeah. It's island culture.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, everything's in cash.
You said that like we should all know that. They blew up a car?
They blew up my mom's lawyer's car because they weren't paying the rent in the store. Like, my grandfather passed down a property on the island of Crete to my mom, and so there was tenants, and they weren't paying the property, and they just always had an excuse. Like, we were family. Like, we were friends. Like,
really?
We're supposed to understand. Like, it's slow. The tourist season's slow. It's like, yeah, but, you know, we're renting this. It's like, you have to pay. Like, you know, and they're like, no, but we're... But our family knows your family. It's kind of
so
like...
So your mom's lawyer has people start his car, all his paralegals? He goes, go start the car.
Yeah. He's got, he's like, yeah, some people have a food taste, so they had like an engine starter.
Yeah. He goes, it's good, sir. He goes, all right, I can go get a coffee.
Yeah, no, yeah, they like everything
in
cash.
Did they blow it up like a mob boss? Like, or did they blow it up like they set it on fire?
I don't know how much firepower they got over on the island of Crete. It could have just been like a lighter. They
just a firecracker?
Yeah, they could have just been, it just could have been like a island Greek underneath with a Bic.
Yeah, he goes, I go to the car, there's black cat. I can't drive the car.
Who knows?
They just do a strip of black cats on the front?
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts. So what do you do with those people?
It was her and my aunt.
Because both of your parents were lawyers.
Yeah, but...
So they could fuck up
shit.
Oh,
that stuff doesn't work over there. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's an American lawyer. I mean, the law doesn't work on the island of Crete. So even Greek law doesn't work. It's just all like... Island justice.
It's all bartering.
Yeah, no, you get stoned if like your wife looks at another man.
That is so funny.
Not really, but a little bit.
Kind of.
In the villages, it's still, you know.
It's in the area.
It's in the air and
so,
area.
So they wouldn't pay.
And so that she fought, but she was able to get him out. But it's a protracted process. You got to go through all this stuff. You got to have your car blown up. They tried to kidnap a relative who was testifying. It was a whole thing. My mom was like in a mob. It was like she was dealing with the mafia.
How did they try to kidnap the family member?
I think they just tried to grab him in front of the court.
Just like, get over here.
Yeah, it just looked like a CCTV footage of Hamas taking a 40-year-old Israeli lawyer.
I mean, that is so
I think they just tried to throw him over the shoulder.
Like old school style.
Yeah, just old school kind of.
There has to be a moment where you're, as an adult, someone's trying to abduct you, and you think it's a joke at first.
Yeah.
That's where I go, like, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? And then you're like, oh shit, this guy's really grabbing me.
You're like, oh jeez, I am in Brazil.
Yeah.
This could be real.
Dude,
I won't go there because of that.
Those trips the Seller comics used to take?
Yeah.
Where they just go fuck hookers?
Yeah.
How did not one of them die? How is Rich Voss not dead for being like, now I said I want the smaller hooker. And then they're just like, fuck it, I'm going to kill you.
Well, back then, they probably tried on maybe one of them and then went through their pockets and all they saw was spot pay.
Yeah.
Podcasts weren't hitting yet.
They go, they go, you guys need to protest.
Yeah.
You guys need to do it. What did they do? They did a strike.
They did a strike to get their pay raised from $50 to $75. Dude, that was a different time when we used to just beg for $50 and $75.
I think there's a lot of young comics that have just watched, because podcasts have been around now for 15 years, a little over, and they just assume like, well, okay, so you make your livable money off the podcast and then you go do stand-up. And it was like, no, it used to just be stand-up.
Just stand-up, yeah.
Oh, God, and then...
And it was only like a handful of guys that could like, you know, to get to that level, there would be like a handful of guys.
You would hear about guys selling out clubs and you were like...
Whoa.
I remember me, you, and Nate went and watched Bill Burr run his hour for Let It Go.
Caroline's.
I always say it's the best hour of live stand-up comedy I've ever seen.
Oh, it was great.
Remember, you and I both talked about this, but we were like, it felt like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And he did 70.
Yeah.
I asked Ray Gutz. I was like, he did 8 shows that weekend.
Yeah.
And I was like, how much is he making? And he told me, and I was like.
Yeah.
And then now people play MSG like it's.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
It's like we sell out clubs now and we're like, it's pretty good. And like, no one's doing
that. Yeah,
like,
it's like
that's how it starts.
40 comedians doing like.
Because I remember
arenas.
When I first started headlining, it would be like my ticket sales would be so bad. The club would make me feel better by being like, Yeah, we got an America's Got Talent guy.
Those are always the best.
That was always
a hockey game. You know, some girls have it a birthday somewhere. And you're like, it makes me feel better. You know they're at the birthday.
You know what one of my favorite ones was? It was at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights.
Oh.
I showed up for the Saturday shows and they go, so your ticket sales weren't great. Also, there was a quinceañera that reserved the main room. So I was in the side room of that old Holiday Inn, which I kept saying on stage is where they kept all the folding chairs, because that's what it looked like. It was like a long room. And at one point, I was just bombing, and you could hear the bass from the quinceañera, like all the dancing. I was like, guys, if I hear one more Pitbull song through the wall and I don't get a laugh, I'm going to hang myself upstairs. And people were like, oh, dude, it was...
Yeah, Bananas. I remember their backdrop was just a cutout banana from like construction paper.
And they and they had bananas around the stage, and you're like, guys, come on.
Yeah, and then you get a check with a banana on it.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I was happy to do it.
I was too. You used to do a lot of stand-up. You were my first friend that I knew that went and did stand-up in, like, Scandinavia.
Yeah.
In, like, Europe. And then you would always, we were laughing about this the other day, you'd always bring some random dead-eyed Scandinavian comedian to hang out with at like a Soul Joel gig.
Yeah.
We are like, this is Ural. And he's like, hello. I met Janis in Finland.
And then he would just go up and bomb because he was playing in like
Connecticut.
Some Soul Joel room in Connecticut.
At a banquet room.
Yeah, where people are just all wearing Carhartts and construction boots.
Janis and I have been through some tough fucking shows together. But I remember the first time we ever met Pete Davidson when he was 15. Was at that benefit at that bar in Staten Island.
Yeah.
And it was 100 degrees out and the air conditioning broke.
Yeah.
And
that was at Looney Bin?
No, that was at it was called like, hey everybody, hitting the road in 2024. A lot of fun shows coming up. February 3rd, I'm going to be at New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut. February 4th, I'm going to be at the Funny Bone in Hartford. Then February 17th, two shows at the Wilbur Theater in Boston. First show almost sold out, so get tickets before it does. Second show, there's tickets available. DanSoder.com for all those. And then Cleveland, Ohio, coming to Hilarities, one of my favorite clubs. I'm going to be there February 22nd through February 24th. So the month of February is all up at DanSoder.com. We'll see you in Connecticut, in Massachusetts, and in Ohio. DanSoder.com. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Or following me, whatever, however you took this, thank you. And
that was at Looney Bin?
No, that was at it was called like Screwballs or something. It was a sports bar that had a showroom.
Screwballs.
It was a Yankee bar. There was a Yankee game on and everyone was in the bar.
Oh,
remember that?
Yeah, it was a Staten Island bar.
Yeah, that had a showroom on the side.
And we had to finish the show because a Bon Jovi cover band was going on. So there was all these
women. So we had to do an earlier show.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
And Pete was like 15, smoking cigarettes. And I was like, who's this kid?
Yeah, I was like, who's this kid's mom?
Yeah, and I was like, chill, Giannis. I do remember that. I was trying to be the dad I never had. And meanwhile, you're going like, you know, he's almost out of the house.
Yeah, he's 15. His mom was like 30-something. I was like, it looks pretty good.
I remember two things about that. I remember bombing, three things. I remember bombing really hard. I remember you telling the audience, you're like, if there was a worst audience draft, you would be the first pick first round. You guys suck. And that was the first time I ever saw an Asian dude with a Staten Island accent.
That's always alarming. Yeah.
Because I was at the bar buying beers. So I was still drinking.
Yeah.
I was at the bar buying beers and I hear this guy like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck they want. What? Pettit's done. He's fucking cooked. Why did the Yankees still got him on? And I'm like, who's this Genzo? And I look over and it was an Asian dude and I was like,
yeah.
I had to wait for him to talk to
me. Larry Wong.
Yeah.
Larry Chang. Yeah.
I know it's Larry Chang and my dad, whatever. He's got the dry cleaning business down in Dungan Hills.
It's like when you go to a McDonald's in like England and you see a black dude and he's got like cuts in his eyebrows and he's like, hey, would you like a Whopper?
Oh,
you're like, what?
Yeah, what the fuck?
What the hell is that?
Yeah, we're used to our American stereotypes.
Yeah.
Did you ever go do comedy in Greece?
No, I haven't done comedy in Greece. Yeah, I have not.
Have you?
I have not, but it's funny. Like, I was texting with Burr, and Burr told me about it because he was doing it. And he was like, he was doing the Acropolis.
Oh, yeah, I saw
and then
that.
He goes, you got to do it. And I'm like, Burr, you know what's funny? Those guys that are so high up there, like, you got to come do this. They'll love you. I'm like, guy, I'm not just going to jump straight to the Acropolis. I'm in Spokane. Yeah. I'm in Louisville at the Comedy Club. I'm not going from the the Acropolis.
Buddy, I need you to post about Helium Buffalo.
It's like when a friend of yours goes, yeah, man, having kids isn't bad. Like a rich friend goes, it's not, having kids isn't bad. You just got to get yourself a night nurse and a nanny.
That's exactly.
It's fine.
So it's funny. Katie's brother.
Katie Nolan's brother.
My soon-to-be brother-in-law, Kevin. They got a night nurse. And it was funny watching him talk to his friends. We like on chat playing video. You like hear him talk to his friends that don't have night nurses, and you're like, "Oh, I bet that is." Wait, did you guys get a night nurse?
No, so I got a mother-in-law. She's a night nurse.
So she just stays.
She's with us all the time. Without the mother-in-law, I mean, I don't know how people have three kids because you're outnumbered if you have three.
I've heard one is one, and then two is a million.
My
friend told me that.
Yeah, it's true.
My best friend Garipay had a daughter, Claire. Yeah. She was like three or four, and then they got pregnant again. It was twins. And
he tried to stuff them back in.
Dude, I've never seen someone's... he loves his daughters.
Yeah.
But it was the first time I ever saw someone be real about it, where they were like... Like, real, like, fuck.
Yeah.
We wanted one, and we got two.
Yeah.
And they love them, but you're like, that's so much.
It's like... A stand-up comic can understand it, because it's like doing stand-up on the come-up. You are in horrible rooms, you're in horrible situations, but you love it so much that you're enjoying yourself. That's a good way. That's actually a good analogy.
For fatherhood?
Yeah, it's like so hard and you wouldn't want to do it again, but you love them so much that you kind of just do it.
Is there an age you're...
And you hope that one day it's not going to be like that.
But when you... I mean, you know, it's funny because bring it back to like how our friends talk to us. Nate does that all the time where he'll be like, oh, yeah, man, you just got to do this and boop, 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 and then you're in the...
Oh, yeah, man, get yourself a tour bus and a private plane. Yeah. You'll be fine.
You don't have a barber?
Yeah.
Get a barber riding with you. Then you look fresh to death all the time.
Yeah, you got to bring a whole staff.
It's crazy because he just did the arena in Erie, and I was like, I would have loved to have done that with you.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I can open for Nate.
Yeah.
I can't go that clean.
Yeah.
I can't go as clean as he needs.
Yeah.
Because even then...
He's got children at the show sometimes.
So we watched Katie Nolan and I went to a theater in Newark and watched Nate. And it was gorgeous. It was like this gorgeous 4,000-seat theater. And I found a 12-year-old that was just not into Nate. And I couldn't watch anything else. I just watched this kid keep shifting, being like... And his parents are... I mean, Nate's murdering.
Yeah.
And this one kid's like... You can just tell he's like, I want to get on my phone.
Yeah. Well, he's 12. Yeah.
Yeah. So
his parents brought him, you know, he's like, yeah.
I bet his parents brought him being like, this is really good. You're going to love this. And he's like,
yeah, yeah.
I want to watch Drewski.
Yeah. There's no buts when someone recommends Nate to their friend or family member. They don't go but. There's no buts, right? If someone was going to recommend me, they go, yeah, I think he's funny. But
he's coming in political.
He's got a little bit of that. Yeah. He might get a little curses a lot.
It is funny
because
you can recommend Nate to anybody.
Oh, dude, you could recommend him to like anyone.
Even, like Burr, obviously, is one of the greatest of all time. But
you go,
would,
but
you know,
he's gonna say a few things off color about the ladies.
Yeah, white women, not a fan.
Jared Kristen's funny. But if you're Chinese and you got small hands, you might want to stay out of the front row.
I want to see you and Stavros do a show in Greece.
Yeah.
Would you know enough Greek?
I'd have to lean on him.
You'd have to lean on him?
Yeah. Stavros, so this is the Greek immigrant journey, right?
Yeah.
My grandparents had a diner. That's how it starts, right?
So it really
is. All starts with a diner. Yeah.
Dude, it's kind of like when my Irish family's... They all have drinking problems?
Yeah, yeah.
And you go like, oh, it really is true.
It's actually just like that. So like the drinking problem lasts for like a generation.
Yeah.
Diner starts for like a generation or two, and then it turns into like, we don't do diners anymore. Just like the Irish, like, we don't do alcohol anymore.
That's like, go get your shine box.
So you're like,
go get me an omelet.
Yeah,
I don't know if you know this. We don't do diners. You've been away a long time.
It's the same thing as like, I don't drink anymore.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Yeah.
That's so
funny. Stavros is probably like just one I'm two generations removed from the diner.
He is because mom worked.
Yeah.
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 So
I'm two generations.
Right. So
I'm diner, lawyers, and then I pulled it back to comedy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He went up. I went down.
So... But did your parents speak Greek in the house?
Yeah, they could. Everyone in my family's fluent. Even my special needs brother speaks more than I do.
Why didn't you pick it up?
Because
was that like a rebellion thing?
I think it was a little rebellion thing. I think they were tired. I think they ignored me. I think
how you're the baby.
I'm the baby by a lot.
By a lot?
By a
that's
lot.
That's what I was
gonna
ask.
Yeah, that's why I'm on stage going, look at me.
Yeah, I'm a baby, more baby love.
Notice me.
I'm an only child going like, please acknowledge my existence.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
Did you know it when you were a kid? Because they always say like that.
I knew a little bit more when I was a kid. A little bit more.
And then there was no interest in just you learning completely.
Yeah. Greek is one of those things where you're going like Spanish, you're going like, this is going to be useful. And then Greek, you're going like, it's like learning Bulgarian.
Yeah.
You're like, am I going to go back
to move to a very specific town and know it.
Yeah. Spanish and French kind of useful.
Yeah.
You know,
I disagree about French. I took French in high school. It was the stupidest move I've ever made.
I bet you it's good to talk dirty in.
I don't know it.
Yeah.
I should have learned Spanish. I worked in enough restaurants. I should have learned Spanish.
Yeah.
If French, you're like, bonjour. And they're like,
you said it wrong.
They go,
okay.
And then and you're like, I'm sorry.
Quoi? And then they go, quoi?
Yeah.
Quoi?
Je suis Dan. And yeah. Like, no,
and
I'm
they'll
not.
Do that in this country.
Yeah.
They'll be here and be like, quoi? You'd pretty, like, you give you a shit for not pronouncing it right. You're like, hey, Frenchie.
Dude, the worst was when 08, you and Nate came by and saw me at Dos Caminos, but when the crash happened, and our dollar was shit.
Well, we didn't feel the crash at that point.
No.
That was with the good old days. We're like, there's an economic recession. You're going like, cool, that brings everyone down to our level.
For real. It almost made stuff affordable.
Yeah.
We were like, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you're poor, pray for another crash.
Yeah, it's just fine.
Because it really does.
You're didn't feel it. Yeah.
I was like, dude, cigarettes got a little bit cheaper.
Yeah.
But the European, the euro and all the money in Europe went way over the dollar. So it was just euro trash central on that cafe.
Oh, dude.
And the amount of people I had to deal with I was like,
you want to hear a funny story? This is a true story. A comic in Norway is so expensive.
Yeah.
So this comic in Norway told me that he went to buy a stroller in America because it was cheaper to buy the stroller. This is a true story. To buy the stroller in America with the plane ticket than buying a stroller in Norway.
So fly here, buy a stroller, just
ship
to buy
it back. Yeah, or I don't know, maybe put it on the plane.
And then fly it back.
And fly back. Was cheaper than buying a stroller.
Dude.
And I told him, I was like, you got to make a movie about that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, they were throwing our money at us in 08. Because I remember when the crash happened, I saw all of the Wall Street guys came in and got hammered. Blackout.
Yeah.
Made so much money that day.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was just Europeans.
Yeah.
It was just Spaniards.
Yeah.
Italians. That was mostly it.
Yeah.
And they would not tip.
Yeah. They were like our Costa Rica. We were like their Costa Rica.
They're just like, what?
Yeah.
It's all inclusive. Yeah. It really did feel like
it. It was like Thailand for them.
Dude, they treated us like Thailand. Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't have to massage a couple Italian guys being like, I'm going to hop up on the table. Why don't you whack me off?
How many times did you get called like big guy or?
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
From the American
guy. Did anyone ever go boy?
That was... That happened a lot after 08. Garçon.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
They would order, they go, boy, Coke Light. No Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Coke Light.
Coke Light.
And then Garçon.
Water with bubbles? Did you ever get one of those?
It was water with gas.
Water with gas. That's
water
what it
gas,
is.
Gas, water no gas. Yeah. Water with gas is bubbles. Yeah. First time I
They
heard
shouldn't it. Be able to say that in Germany, though.
Like, water with gas.
And you're like, no, bubbles for you. It's bubbles.
They go, okay, can we have alien water? And they go, no. They, it was interesting because I'd never really waited tables before. I'd always just been a busboy. And then waiting on Europeans.
That's a big jump.
I lied.
Yeah.
My friends.
You had to lie on your resume to become a waiter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I moved here in 07, my friend's brother-in-law was the executive chef. And he's like, I can get you a job. He's like, how long have you been waiting tables? I was like, I haven't waited tables. I was only a busboy. In his face, he was like, it was clear my friend lied to him. And he was like, all right. You have to take a food test. And I had to take like tests and I got them all wrong. And then he just sat in a booth with me and went through the answers. It was one of the most pathetic I've ever felt in my life.
What's the food test entail? They just got to know.
They're like, where do you put the knife? Where do you put the fork?
Oh.
How do you clear from the left? This was back when Dos Caminos was really trying to be a upscale restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
They were like, we're upscale Mexican.
Yeah.
And they wanted you to do all the proper things.
Yeah.
Because the restaurant had just opened.
Yeah.
And when restaurants open, they really try.
Yeah.
They're like, we really want you to do this. And I was so stupid. Watching people's faces be like, that's not how you do it. I didn't know how to open a bottle of wine. And then one time at a pre-shift meeting, they wanted me to do wine service, and I just failed in front of...
The cork broken too?
Dude, 20 servers. And, you know, they're all actors and dramatic people, so they're like, you suck at this. And they're right. Like, I fucking hate this. I was freaking out, dude. I hated it. I was such a bad waiter. Do you never wait at tables?
Never wait at tables.
Not once.
I was just thinking when you were talking, I was like, you know, that's probably why I like kind of moseyed along and took my time making it in New York, because I think it is an advantage... in an ironic way, to move here and like have to hustle, because it motivates you to like, get out of it.
I absolutely agree with that. Yeah. A lot of my friends,
I was like living at home.
Yeah, a lot of my friends that live in New York, they didn't feel the pull that all of us that moved here did.
Yeah, I was living at home. I had no rent. It was like,
well, you and Jesse had that rent control.
We had the rent controlled spot from our friend who grew up there,
and you guys were making videos. Yeah. You guys were like doing stuff during the day, and I was so jealous of that
because you had to work.
Yeah. Well, I'd go like we'd do cabin. We'd get blackout at cabin bar, and I'd have to be up at 10 a.m. to set up the cafe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that sucked.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucked. But you're right. It was like this thing of if you move to L.A. or New York, I think if you move there, it's a way different experience.
Yeah, because you're just on the hustle from the beginning.
Yeah, that's why
I was so motivated to get out of a restaurant.
Yeah, that's why I left Colorado. Was because I was like, dude, if I go to like CSU or CU, I'll just want to hang out.
Right.
I'll just go back to my mom's house, do my laundry.
Yeah.
Not really try, you know.
Yeah.
Arizona, while I necessarily didn't really like going to school there, I liked what it made me do. I liked that I like got into radio. I got into stand-up because I was like, dude, this all sucks.
Yeah.
I got to find something I like.
Yeah.
But New Yorkers, you guys are just living here. So you're like,
we're also living in the place that like everyone comes.
Yeah.
So it's not just like staying at home. It's like, it's an extra comfort.
Yeah, you're like, this. You're welcome to my city.
Yeah, everyone's coming here. It's not like you're living in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
It's like you're
people are pumped to be here.
Yeah, people are pumped. Everyone comes here.
Yeah, so that's the resentment I had with everyone starting to move to Denver.
Yeah,
is they started getting that feeling of like Denver, and you're like, it's all right, it's a cow town. And you start like turning against it when you leave.
Yeah,
you're like, fuck you, it sucks. I mean, I love Denver, but at the same time, it was like I started getting mad at all the transplants that were trying to out Denver me. Has anyone ever tried to out New York you?
I think that's a thing. I think when people move to a place,
they want
to
prove that they love it more than you.
And they want to prove that they're like indigenous. I'm a New Yorker.
I would never call myself a New Yorker. Yeah. I would never call myself a New Yorker.
They overdo the accent a few things. Be like
oh, a hot dog.
Yeah, you want to go get a hot dog?
A hot dog.
Yeah.
Look at the stairs.
Yeah, it's over there in the drawer.
Yeah, that's like, I see people doing that when I go back to Denver and they're like, I moved here in 2008.
I live on hiking trails.
And you have to understand, if I don't have my trail mix, if I don't bike to work with my fleece on, it's not a good day.
What do I want for Christmas? Patagonia. Patagonia pants, Patagonia pullover.
Take me to REI and let me get lost.
Yeah. I'm not scared of bugs.
And that they always, and they do that. They like, I'll go back and, you know, meet someone that moved there and they'll be like, you didn't ski growing up? And you're like, no, I didn't care. And they're like, oh.
Yeah,
that's like probably someone going up to you being like, you've never been to Spumoni Gardens.
Yeah.
You know, or like,
yeah.
Like a Brooklyn place where you're like, I'm from Brooklyn, motherfucker.
Yeah.
They go, I love Bibby.
I'm like, no, I had a pizza place in my neighborhood that I went to all the time. Oh, well, Lucali or fucking Defara.
Try it.
Yeah.
What was the place that I just tried saying? Spumoni Gardens.
Yeah.
I've always heard that pizza's great. Never been.
Yeah. It's great. It's gone downhill.
Ooh.
It's gone downhill because the owner got killed in his own backyard.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, recently,
in the 80s?
Too. No, recently. Yeah.
Really?
Recently, yeah. He got murdered in his own backyard.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
If you're going to get murdered, though, home game.
Here's a funny one. The owner of Lucali. You heard of Lucali?
No.
Lucali's like the most famous one now. It's like where all the celebrities go. It's in Carroll Gardens, which is like used to be all Italian, but now it's like way pricey.
Yeah.
But he's a Brooklyn kid. And he opened the spot. It got very famous. And then one day, this is a true story, something happened. Supposedly it was an argument over a girl, but who knows what it was. He was being chased down Court Street, which is like major stroller mafia territory.
Yeah.
Like just white moms
with babies.
And some guy was just repeatedly stabbing him. He got stabbed like 17 times.
Jesus.
So you could just picture these women just coming out of like coffee shops and yeah, just going like, little, yeah, you fucking, but this guy yeah, just
an
fucking
espresso. Stabbed. He goes, yeah, you fucking got me again. Yeah. You got me again. How do you get, here's my
happened
question.
Like a couple years ago.
Here's my question. How do you get stabbed, running, get stabbed again? It just keeps getting you. Or you're like, ah, God. Damn it. Yeah. Stop.
It's
stop.
Like a cartoon. Yeah.
He's like, stop moving. And he's like, stop it. Yeah, I got it. Yeah. I got it.
And he lived. The guy lived.
Really?
Yeah, he's the owner of Luke Holly.
Yeah. I want to eat pizza from that man's hands.
Yeah.
I want to go, I made that pie. Yeah. You're like Paul Pierce.
Yeah.
You got fucking stabbed. In
yeah,
the,
he got shot a bunch of times.
He got stabbed like.
Oh, stabbed.
He
right.
was stabbed by a, outside like a club in Boston.
That's right.
And then still played
still
that
played
season.
Still played fine, yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people trying to out Brooklyn you.
Yeah.
I can imagine that
yeah.
happening a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's like, yeah, because they're like self-conscious about the fact that they're like transplants or like.
Well, which
they
is
just
also
take pride
something.
In like, I'm in New York. I've been here 7 years. They'll be like, yeah, let me get a coffee. And you're like, where are you from?
That's not,
yeah.
The only thing I will admit that I do that New Yorkers do, and I admit it at the beginning, is I say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a big one. Yeah, yeah.
Because you just pick
yeah,
it up. Because
yeah.
what it is yeah. is it's whenever you play video games and there's a jump scene and you can just hit the button and you're yeah. like, I don't care about this. That's what that is in real life where you go like,
yeah.
I don't care.
But it's also jump fast. Scene. It's also, yeah, it's
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
A, it's a, it's a, it's sort
you don't
of,
get one full yeah out.
It's a rude request to pick up the pace.
Yeah.
The yeah, yeah, yeah is going like, yeah, 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 yeah. let's keep moving. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah.
And?
Yeah, yeah. I remember when
elsewhere in the country, they go, and?
Yeah, when I would speak to Nate, sometimes I'd be like, just like, fucking squirming tear in my seat, head. Just being like, finish it. Finish the sentence.
Well, cloud.
Yeah. He'd be like sitting there slowly getting his Mountain Dew out.
He's just like Droopy the dog.
Yeah. Remember, he used to have all these routines, Nate. So you'd get in his car and he'd like adjust.
He had
then
the
he'd
gum.
Have his Mountain Dew and he'd have his gum and he, you know, he had his OCD yeah. stuff. And then he would wait and you're sitting there, it's cold in the winter.
Yeah.
And you're like, let's get the engine going to heat. But he'd have to get his dip. You'd have to put it in, then he would check yeah. his teeth in the mirror.
And he'd just be talking to yeah. you the whole time. He'd be like, yeah, that crowd sucks.
Yeah. And you're I like, drive, go, move, go. Talk.
Do you, where's the worst place you've been where your New Yorker go has made you feel crazy? Have you been like Iowa or has there been a specific place where you've noticed that you're like cagey as shit?
Yeah, just, I was in Spokane this weekend.
Spokane.
And I was talking to people at the bar after the show. And
Spokane, by the way, Eastern Washington.
Yeah, and they hate when you call it Spokane, by the way. It's
yeah.
Spokane.
Yeah, so I was trying to
yeah.
politely correct
yeah,
you.
Someone, well, yeah, they corrected me during the show, and I said, are you French? Who? It's fucking Spokane.
So here's where I get a little perturbed
yeah.
at the people of Spokane, is that it's Gonzaga,
yeah.
not Gonzaga. So if you say Gonzaga,
yeah.
they go, it's Gonzaga.
Yeah.
I might even be fucking that up now. They fuck my brain up.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, you can't have two things.
First of all, Spokane doesn't flow as easy as Spokane.
It's also K-A-N-E.
Yeah, so that's what I said. I said, if you want it to be Spokane, spell it different. Because it's spelled Spokane.
That's such a New Yorker yeah. thing to do. You go, hey,
change it for me.
This sucks. Yeah. I look like an asshole. Yeah. Change it.
Change it.
Yeah. Spokane is beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
But it is Eastern Washington.
In summer.
Yes.
It's cold.
It's very cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
It's also, a lot of people don't know this because they always think Pacific Northwest is like, I'm crunchy and I don't drive a car. Eastern Washington, Eastern Oregon,
yeah,
real red. Real red.
Not surprising, yeah.
Eastern Washington,
yeah,
real KKK.
Yeah, oh, they got the real ones out
the
there, yeah.
The KKK stronghold is, I think, in, oh no, it's in Beaverton, Oregon.
I always wonder about those places like Idaho. Idaho, I think's population is like 1 million, and
yeah.
it's a huge state.
Yeah.
You could just murder someone in the middle of the state.
Gone.
Like, how would anyone ever? It's just gone. All wilderness.
Gone. I've been trying to talk about this on stage for a while, but I have zero respect for any criminal before the internet that got caught. You fucking rube. What are you doing?
That was back in the day, like, yeah, like
there's
if you
no
murder,
national database.
You'd have to, someone would have to see you do the murder
yeah.
in order for you to get caught.
John Dillinger, yeah. they're like, here's the greatest bank robber of all time. It's yeah. like, just put me back there.
Yeah.
Watch me absolutely eclipse his numbers. Because
yeah.
I just got to put on a wacky nose and
yeah.
you guys' fucking minds are blown.
Yeah, yeah. You
yeah.
can't do crime anymore.
No.
You can't.
There's There's a camera in here. That sprinkler? That's
yeah.
a camera.
Yeah, like his camera. You can't, yeah.
we
can't.
We actually have three cameras on his room.
Yeah, DNA. I mean, you just
everything.
Can't.
You cannot do crimes
you
now.
You can't do crimes.
But like in the 20s,
yeah.
me and you were alive,
yeah.
I wouldn't have been like, that's not good in the comedy. We're going to go to fucking, we're going to go to Missouri and rob banks.
Maybe that's what's behind like the rampage killers and school shooters and yeah. all that stuff is maybe because they're like so pent up that they can't consistently do crime.
Small crime.
That they're just, I'm going to do one big one and get out of here yeah. to get my nut off because they want to do it.
Yeah, like the kid yeah. from Catch Me If You Can, if he couldn't have done that, he just lights up a mall with an
yeah,
AR-15.
Because he's like, he's criminal instincts and he can't.
He goes, I'm so smart, but yeah. I can't.
yeah, the scale is really tipped in favor of the law, which yeah. is no fun.
No.
It was always funner to be a robber when you played cops and robbers.
Yeah, what do you want
to
be yeah, a
what
cop?
Were you a square?
You want to fucking write
yeah.
a ticket,
yeah.
you pussy?
Girl, don't think that's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the ones that do.
Yeah.
They really like, they like to get choked in the bedroom.
There's always a yin to the yang.
The badge bunnies?
Yeah.
Dude, badge bunny is such a funny term.
They like cops?
There's women that are just.
So there's like chuckle fuckers for cops?
100%.
And they're called badge honeys?
Yeah, like
it's we just called them Italian women in New York, right?
Yeah.
We like just went out.
Conservative yeah, Italian
I'm
women.
I'm a nurse. He's a cop. Benefits are good.
I don't know. He spends his day yeah. busting up black dudes. I spend the day fixing them up. and then we go home and fuck. And then we go home and bang.
That's one of the best lines I've ever heard.
He goes, it's a fucking, it's a one-stop shop.
That was, when a line is so good, I was about to keep talking and then it hits you a little late. You're like, oh shit, he just said that. And, yeah.
My husband bowls him over, beats the piss out of him.
I sew him back up.
Rinse and repeat.
That's what we do. My parents live upstairs. His parents live downstairs. Our grandparents live above them.
Bang,
and
bang,
then
boom.
Hit my grandparents live next door.
You wear a Boston Red Sox hat, I'm gonna fucking split your head.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, dude, it is. I think that's what it, I think you have a good point. I think
that was one of the greatest things I've ever heard. I don't want to go too past. I don't want to go too fast past that.
Yeah.
That was a great line. Yeah.
Well, I think we hit on
that. Really just sums up a real fucking working class ethnic New York family right
like,
there.
Bang, yeah. bang, boom. It's yeah. a fucking.
What does my dad do? What does my dad do? What does my mom do? My mom's a nurse. My dad's a cop. So my dad busts up the blacks and my mom sews them up.
And then I talk like I'm at home. To drive them wild.
Yeah, I drive wild. I listen to a couple rap albums.
And then I cheer hard for the Knicks and not the Knicks that my dad likes.
Listen, we don't want them in the neighborhood, but we definitely respect their fucking style and the starter jackets. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Dude, I love you so much. Thanks
I love
for
you,
coming
man.
On here and
yeah.
hanging out, dude.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
JanisPappas.com. Listen.
JanisPappasComedy.com.
I fuck yeah. this up with everybody.
No, come see me in Portland. Come see me in Vancouver. Because it's theaters. I need help with the tickets.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, and listen to the Janis Pappas Hour.
Giannis Papas Hours, I'm going to come by and do it. We haven't done
I need
it
you
while.
Again.
Yeah, we'll come by. We'll come back you. Out and do it again. It's hanging out with you is just the most fun.
It's
so I knew this was going to be easy.
It was fun as hell.
Yeah, just sitting around. Yeah. Thanks for coming to my
When's head. Katie Nolan come home?
Katie Nolan's home.
I want her autograph.
You want her autograph?
Yeah.
You're going to meet the dog and Katie Nolan.
I can't wait to meet the
it's
dog.
It's going
to
happen.
Yeah. You want to take him for a walk to the dog park and get an espresso?
I'm as a New Yorker.
Yeah,
as a full fledged New Yorker, I would never say that.
This is such a New York building. I came in here. I was like, Dan is New York now.
Yeah, but I'm still Colorado. Where yeah. I go.
Well, I look at the sweatshirt, fake, Arizona.
I touch my fake cowboy hat. I go, and these are all people living in here. Well, golly, I ain't never seen people stacked on top of each other like this. Damn, this is a three dog night. I love you, guys.
Take care.